One thing I didn't find out yesterday was exactly where you were born. Where was the family house?
It was in Sharp County. I don't know how you want me to...
Is it close to here?
No, it's about...
3 miles.
No. I guess I was born down on...
Yeah, I was born down on the river.
Yeah, it's about 6 miles, I guess, south of here on a farm that my dad owned then on Strawberry River.
And then, what age were you when they bought them?
I guess I was about 3 then. He homesteaded a place about a mile and a half north of where we lived at that time, and we moved back north when I was about 3, I guess. Don't you imagine?
I was a baby. I was born on the river, too, because I know that's where I fell off the porch. You know?
Well, I was about 3 or maybe even 4, something like that, and then my dad homesteaded some land, and we moved on this place when he built this house, at the log house I was telling you about yesterday. And I stayed there. We stayed there then until I was in...
Early teenagers.
Yeah, I was in my teens. And my dad bought my grandma's old home place where my mother was born and raised. And it was just about between a quarter and a half a mile further north than where we was at then. So it was within 3 miles there all my life.
And then you next moved when you got married, is that right?
Yes. But I just lived right around within the community then for the one time we went to California in 42, didn't I say yesterday? 42 or 40? Yeah, it was 42. That's the only time I've ever lived anywhere out of Sharp County.
And how long were you out of the county when you were working there?
Oh, we was in California for about 4 years. Well, but we was out there 2 different times. We came back and stayed. My husband's called to the service, and we came back here, and when he took his physical, he was turned down, and we went back out there in the spring, and then come back in the fall.
But so you really weren't gone very long?
No, not too long, you know.
You haven't been out of the state as much as 5 years all your life, have you?
No, I don't guess, no. When we went to Michigan, we went up there about 2 months. You know, I don't know if we was up there that long or not. When we went up there, we went to spend the summer, but as I said, when we got up there, the place where we lived sold.
The place back here where you...
Yeah, where we lived, it was listed as real estate, and they notified us that the place is sold, so we had this, you know, this robbery thing and come back, you know, and found the place there. And we wasn't gone. I don't guess we was gone over 6 weeks. 2 months. Nothing that. What time we was in California is the only time I've ever been out, you know, out of the state of Arkansas.
Is your mailing address here in Caseytown or
Ashburn?
Is it a rural route or what? And how do you spell Caseytown?
There is no Caseytown schoolhouse now. It's been done away with for years. It's just a community now that's still known as a Caseytown community.
Did you ever have a post office?
No post. There never was a post
there
office.
There was anything but just a school.
Just a country schoolhouse.
And it was used for church purposes.
Yeah.
Sunday school and such as that. And there was anything, you know, other than that.
Do you know the zip code here?
72513.
What's your box number,
Ruby? I believe. I don't know. I never do put it on my letters and things. Well, I don't know what mine is.
Mine was?
I really don't know what the box number is. Just on the route, and I never do put it on my mail anyway, so. Yeah.